Question 3 is worth 50 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in hour 38. Question 1 is worth 0 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 50 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. All right, hour 40, question 1. Living next to everyone's favorite little character, Gumball, is a wealthy gentleman, Mr. Gaylord Robinson, who is seen reading a financial newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? Once again, hour 40, question 1. Living next to everyone's favorite little character, Gumball, is a wealthy gentleman, Mr. Gaylord Robinson, who is seen reading a financial newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper?
Trivia 44 and Aubrey Giordana.
Once again, trivia players, question 1 of hour 40. Living next to everyone's favorite little character, Gumball, is a wealthy gentleman, Mr. Gaylord Robinson, who is seen reading a financial newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? Once again, living next to everyone's favorite little character, Gumball, is a wealthy gentleman, Mr. Gaylord Robinson, who is seen reading a financial newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? Good luck, trivia players.
Yeah.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. I have your answer to question one of hour 40. Living next to everyone's favorite little character, Gumball, is a wealthy gentleman, Mr. Gaylord Robinson, who is seen reading a financial newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? The answer was Paul Street. Once again, the answer to question one of hour 40, Paul Street. On to question two of hour 40. A fictional rookie football coach instructed members of his team that were about to take the field to hit anything with an O on it. What is the nickname of that team? Once again, question two of hour 40. A fictional rookie football coach instructed members of his team, which were about to take the field, to hit anything with an O on it. What is the name of that team? Good luck, trivia players. Once again, trivia players, question two of hour 40. A fictional loopy football coach instructed members of his team that were about to take the field to hit anything with an O on it. What is the nickname of that team? Good luck, trivia players.
If everybody had O's across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You see them wearing their surfing USA. You catch him surfing at Del Mar, Ventura County line, Santa Cruz, Australia, far away, all over surfing USA. We'll all be planning out a route. We're gonna take real soon. We're on safari to stay. Surfing USA. Everybody's gone surfing. Surfing USA. Everybody's gone surfing. Surfing USA.
Welcome back to the Players Fun Sound. From Sound is back. I have the answer to question two of our 40. A fictional rookie football coach instructing members of his team that were about to take the field to hit anything with an O on it. What is the nickname of that team? That answer is Hawks. Once again, the answer to question two of our 40 is Hawks. Now on to the Trivia Stone clue number 9. This is Trivia Stone Group A, club number 9. Please listen. Clue number 9. Ozzy's behind me now, I'm getting nervous. Number 9, please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 9. From where you are now, go past the red arrow. Turn right at the deer. Go past the deer. The actor that was in the Broadway production of The Odd Couple, the NFL football player nicknamed Night Train, and the bowling area. Now, turn left. Go past the television series that included characters Gage and DeSoto. Go past the golf foursome. Turn left at the blue arrow. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 9. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 9. From where you are now, go past the red arrow. Turn right at the deer. Go past the deer. The actor that was in the Broadway production of The Odd Couple, the NFL football player nicknamed Night Train, and the bowling area. Now, turn left. Go past the television series, which included characters Gage and DeSoto. At the blue arrow. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible by featuring trivia teams and scores from this Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics, Games and More, the Dark and Disc Golf Supply Headquarters, 925 South Street, Downtown City Point, Hawkins, Hobby Sports, season to year, when it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Tops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Clover Road, Clover. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 3. These dual guitars on the inner sleeve of a classic rock album. What is the name of the band featured in picture number 3 of the new Trivia Times? Once again, trivia players, question 3 of our 40. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 3. These dual guitars were on the inner sleeve of a classic rock album. What is the name of the band featured in picture number 3 of the News Trivia Times? Good luck, trivia players.
Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in that show. And anyone that unpacks the tire can say twice is better than I will. Yes, I was just 13. You might say I was a musical proverbial me. When I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tunes in the glass, and the record man said everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville. And up north here ain't nobody buys them, and I guess that I will. And it was Nashville that takes me country water. Nashville that claim my Mountain Dew. All the women play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will. Because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I'm sure I'm glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers in Nashville. And Nashville cats play Queen's Country Water. Nashville cats play Wild Mountain Dew.
Once again, trivia players, question 3 of hour 40. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 3. These dual guitars were on the inner sleeve of a classic rock album. What is the name of the band featured in picture number 3 of the new Trivia Times?
Hey!
Good luck, trivia players.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. I have your answer to question 3 of hour 40. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 3. These dual guitars are on the inner sleeve of a rock classic rock album. What is the name of the band featured in picture number 3 of the new Trivia Times? That answer is Wishbone. Wishbone is the answer to question 3 of hour 40. On to question 4. Hour 40. What is the first and last name of the fictional Paul and Paul show host who interviewed viewers to Please talk to my glutes. They're all ears. Did I screw up?
No.
All right. Once again, question four of Hour 40. What is the first and last name of the fictional call-in talk show host who instructed viewers to please talk to my glutes? They're all ears. Good luck, trivia players. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, trivia players. I need to go back to question number three. The answer to question number three is Wishbone Ash. I misspoke. My apologies. That is, once again, the answer to question three of Hour 40, Wishbone Ash. Now, on to the second that I'm going to say this for the second time, the question four of Hour 40. What is the first and last name of the fictional call-in talk show host who instructed viewers to, quote, please talk to my glutes. They're all ears. Good luck, trivia players.
When all I want is heart and down, come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be in love is true and fair. To run proper fingers through my hair. Come along and be my heart and down. Come along and be my heart and down. To be with them, but when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through his hair. To run her fingers through his hair.
in the back, I have your answer to question four of hour 40. What is the first and last name of the fictional call-in talk show host who instructed viewers to, quote, please talk to my glutes, they're all ears? That answer is Ryan Shay. Once again, the answer to question four of hour 40, Ryan Shay.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients. Featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at newsbhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association to remind you to buy local.
What is the name of the department store chain which promotes itself in television commercials as, quote, your skincare destination? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, question five of hour 40. What is the name of the department store chain which promotes itself in television commercials as your skincare destination? Good luck, trivia players.
I got a girl named Sue. She knows not what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows not what to do. She rocked to the east, she rocked to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. Do the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Pop, 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 pop.
In television commercials as your skincare destination. Good luck, trivia players.
But your love don't pay my bills.
Phones down in the back. I have your answer for question 5 of hour 40. Once again, that question was, what is the name of the department store chain which promotes itself in television commercials as your skincare destination? That answer was Macy's. Once again, the answer to question 5 of hour 40, Macy's. On to question 6 of hour 40. When giving his televised talks, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen often used a blackboard to assist him in making his point. At the top of each freshly erased board, he would write 3 letters. What are those 3 letters? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, question 6 of hour 40. When giving his televised talks, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen often used a blackboard to assist him in making his point. At the top of each freshly erased board, he would write 3 letters. What are those 3 letters? Good luck, trivia players. Once again, trivia players, question 6 of hour 40. When giving his televised talks, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen often used a blackboard to assist him in making his point. At the top of each freshly erased board, he would write 3 letters. What are those letters? Good luck, trivia. And that question was, when giving his televised talks, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen often used a blackboard to assist him in making his point. At the top of each freshly erased board, he would write three letters. What are those three letters? That answer is J-M-J. Once again, the answer to question 6 of hour 40, J-M-J. On to question 7 of hour 40. What is the first and last name of the interim manager that was replaced by former Brewers manager Buck Rogers when Rogers was named manager of the Montreal Expos? Once again, question 7 of hour 40. What is the first and last name of the interim manager that was replaced by former Brewers manager Buck Rogers when Rogers was named manager of the Montreal Expos? Good luck, trivia players. Welcome back, trivia players. Once again, question 7 of hour 40. What is the first and last name of the interim manager that was replaced by former Brewers manager Buck Rogers when Rogers was named manager of the Montreal Expos? Good luck, trivia players. Welcome back, trivia players. Put your phones down in the back. Put your phones down. I have your answer to question 7 of hour 40. What is the first and last name of the interim manager that was replaced by former Brewers manager Buck Rogers when Rogers was named manager of Montreal Expos? That answer is Jim Fanning. Once again, that answer to question 7 of hour 40, Jim Fanning.
Hi there.
Speaking of Jims.
Good morning. This is...
You know what? I was so nervous, and now I'm just going through the
talk to you about
yes, actually, I don't. Not on air. Not ever publicly, actually, okay. Ever.
Want to thank the following for the contributions to trivia this this four-hour segment. Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Rapids. Cobb's Foods of 1500 Pinecrest Avenue in Stevens Point, 344-2290. Dunkin' Donuts at 3001 Village Drive in Plover. They're at 544-0515. And Cellcom Communications, 101 Division Street in Stevens Point, 341-3341 for providing us with communication devices. That I have shut off right now.
Yeah.
I have it shut off right now. Yeah, you know why? Because if I'm on here, they're going to ring me up.
On purpose.
Yeah, ring me up. Hey,
they'll
ring
do
me.
It.
Go on, ring me up.
Do it.
Hey,
who dare you?
Up, huh? Also want to take this opportunity to thank the phone operators out back this
Woo!
Shift. We have a fine selection of UWSP alumni. And for those of you that were watching the video, the camera work that was back there, the one that was standing right in the front there, she's trying to get a date. So if you give her a call, she's ready. She's just itching to go out with somebody. So give her a call. You can call up, call the complaint line. I'll connect you up with her, and she's looking for a date. And that's why she's in here answering phones. She stood up. She said, well, you know, I want somebody to notice me. Okay. So, yeah, if you're interested, give her a call.
Oz the matchmaker.
Yes, matchmaker.
You're gonna make
me
a match.
Oh,
God. All right. Well, it was close. All right, trivia players, we are now on to question 8, the final question of hour 40. A big screen flick features a story of a suspicious husband who hires an ex-cop to follow his wife who has been acting mysteriously and who, he fears, is possessed by the spirit of Carlotta. What is the wife's first and last name? Once again, question 8 of hour 40. A big screen flick features a story of a suspicious husband who hires an ex-cop to follow his wife who has been acting mysteriously and who, he fears, is possessed by the spirit of Carlotta. What is the first and last name? What is the wife's first and last name? Good luck, trivia players.
We'll be right back.
big screen flick features a story of a suspicious husband who hires an ex-cop to follow his wife, who had been acting mysteriously and who, he fears, is possessed by the spirit of her lover. What is the wife's first and last name? Good luck, trivia players. Excuse me, phones down. Phones down in the back. That is it. That is it for the last question of hour 40. Once again, that question was, a big screen flick features a story of a suspicious husband who hires an ex-cop to follow his wife, who had been acting mysteriously and who, he fears, is possessed by the spirit of Carlotta. What is the wife's first and last name? That answer is Madeline Elster. Once again, the question, or the answer to question 8 of hour 40, Madeline Elster.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I'm Connor Godfrey. Dr. Jan Kochanowicz, one of the doctors who treated the man in the Polish city of Bialystok, said the man apparently fell and lost consciousness but could not remember doing so. When he regained consciousness, he was at first aware only of a pain in a hand before realizing something else was wrong. He walked to his car, looked in a mirror, and noticed a screwdriver penetrating his forehead just above his right eye. The screwdriver was lodged about 2 inches inside the man's forehead. Dr. Cachano Wicks told the station TV N24 the man smoked a cigarette before calling a neighbor who got him to the hospital. The screwdriver did not damage the man's eyes or brain. I'll look at central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, we are experiencing wintry precipitation. It's 30 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 39, and question one of Hour 41 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc. This is Manboy from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure. Why are you calling me Doc?
What's your team name?
I've been hypnotized.
What's the story behind that?
When we were in college, we watched a lot of David Letterman, and he used to look at the camera and rub his eyes and say, I've been hypnotized.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Looney Tune character Henry Hawk is probably the one that describes us the best.
Why is that?
He's small and tough.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
Suffer and suck attack.
Summarize this year's contest in 3 words.
Humphrey Bogart Asian.
Perfect. What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
Omelets.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
Wisconsin.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
Well, if I remember my lollipop commercials, it's the same. It's 1, 2, 3.
How would you describe the Oz?
Older than dirt, wiser than me.
Many people think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
I thought it was just like the sound effect of a hiccup.
Can you try that for me? If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
If I was him, wow. Oh, how would I seduce him?
Do you want to seduce him?
Well, I've thought about it. I mean, doesn't everybody find him a little bit attractive?
I guess you're right.
Just a little. And that's all it takes.
All right. What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
Well, there's this one station in Creve Coeur, Idaho.
Come on. Which one is it?
Actually, there is, but you've got them by just the nose, WWSP 90FM.
That's what I like to hear. For Trivia Focus, I'm Manboy. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Yeah.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a